You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
Richard Allen getting his trial, well, fairly soon, May 13th. Jury selection set to begin. Trial previously scheduled for October 15th, but because of that speedy trial demand, Gull had no choice. She had to grant it. The question is, will we make it to the 13th, or will something else magically pop up there and somehow derail all of this? Eric Fattis, former prosecutor and defense attorney, joining us to discuss. I don't know, what do you think our odds are that we're going to see a May 13th start date to this thing?
You know, that trial was set in very short order. That is 2 short months away from now. To get this double homicide trial ready by then, I think is going to be a stretch. You know, they've been working on it for ages, but trials don't often go to trial at the first trial setting. Mm-hmm. So the stats would tell us that this one is likely to be kicked at some point down the road.
It's the defense that does not want it kicked down the road, though, and I'd imagine they're going to do everything in their power to avoid that from happening. How could this be delayed? What are the possible maneuvers that we may see on the part of the judge or the prosecution to do just that?
Yeah, you know, there's still this pending motion by the defense regarding discovery. So they're saying that the prosecution withheld a bunch of information. There may be additional materials on which the defense is waiting to receive and analyze. Assuming the defense's motion is granted on Monday, which is no guarantee, that in and of itself could result in a dump of discovery and just the attorneys needing additional time to go over it.
Yeah, where even the defense may say we need some more time here, which they may end up getting. There is that request for the Franks hearing that they'd love to have. At this point in the game, do we need the Franks hearing? Can some of that come out in the trial itself, or is it really more important to go procedurally and have that take place before the actual trial, or that information to come up before the actual trial? Gull had approved it once, then denied it again, and the request is being made again a second time.
Yeah, it's important for defense to raise that pretrial, I think. In part, it preserves that issue for appeal, and in part, it's at least another opportunity for defense to try and get this case kicked in some form or fashion due to the multiple hiccups, I guess is a euphemism for it, over the pendency of the case.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, where this all goes when it comes to the defense of Richard Allen. We obviously heard a lot about Odinism and all sorts of weird things. I don't want to say crazy, because I feel like there's anything's possible here in this case. Where do you think the defense is going to go on this when this does, in fact, finally make it to trial?
You know, there are a few pieces of prosecution evidence that the defense is going to need to try and neutralize. The prosecution claims that they have an alleged confession and maybe some kind of admission in a jail call. Defense is going to have to try to explain that for the jury. Do they call their own false confession expert, perhaps? Do they just try to explain it away in some other fashion? Maybe. But I think that's got to be a piece of defense. And then also just these irregularities that have happened throughout the case, throughout the investigation, to the extent that the judge allows defense to get into that, which is questionable, they need to try.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting, the false confession, or maybe it was a real confession. I mean, how often do you see false confessions out there with individuals who are in a situation like this, although this is a very weird, rare situation that Richard Allen has found himself in?
You know, certainly in criminal cases, people give legitimate confessions because they did it. However, false confessions are more common than probably the general public thinks. And I think with the emergence of true crime and programs like yours, we learn more about instances in which false confessions have been proven in the past in other cases, and sort of factors that could have bearing on whether a confession is false or not. So it happens more than you think.
How do you think a jury would take the, I guess it's going to depend what this confession is and actually hearing the confession itself. I'm wondering if this confession could actually be used for the defense more than the prosecution, if it does sound like something that is a bit coerced.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And defense can certainly frame it as their client, Richard Allen, being railroaded, which There's a lot of evidence that he's been railroaded in other ways throughout this investigation. Mm-hmm. And so they could certainly pose it as, hey, this is just another example of the government really overcoming this guy's will and getting him to say what they want him to say and otherwise being unfair to him. I think that's the way defense is going to play it.
You think we're going to see any witnesses being called up, like guards from the jail, people like that, that we've heard of, you know, specifically the ones like with the Odinist tattoos and things of that nature, to somehow, you know, make some testimony or bring some testimony to this?
You know, defense, if they proceed with this sort of Odinists incident as their defense, I think that it'd be smart to absolutely subpoena those folks. They've got to create at least a legitimate question in the minds of the jurors as to whether this is an alternative explanation. And every little bit, every little piece of evidence they can get in support of that is helpful. So yeah, I'm subpoenaing the guards. I'm subpoenaing perhaps a cult expert. There are a number of ways defense is going to have to work that up.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.